Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School Hour for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
Father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, now if you have like an NIV translation or King James Version translation, it talks about this is Zechariah's song, something that welled up inside of his heart. And here's what he said. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited, and listen to these words, and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. He's relating this to the fulfillment of prophecy that from the line of David, this king was going to be born. And he goes on, and he has spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies, and that from the land of all who hate us, to show the mercy, listen to this, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. This is the song of Zechariah. Now, I've worked really hard this week to try to write a sermon. I want to be honest with you. I haven't been worth a snot this week. That's a scriptural, that's a Greek word meaning snot. Anyway, I lost someone very dear to my life this week. And someone who is more than a friend. Someone who stepped into my life at a time that was very critical. You know, I spent a good portion of my childhood growing up in a very chaotic household. You know, had alcoholism in my parents and disease and sickness, and did not have a father figure at that time when a young boy needs a father figure. And thus had a lot of issues trying to come out to figure out what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to, walk? How do you become a gentleman? How, any of these things? You see, there's a promise that God gives to us in his word. One of the promises is he will be a father to the fatherless. So he will set those without families into families. And now Keith and I didn't rehearse this. What an awesome, awesome sentiment of how God wants to knit us together. But here's what I have recognized over the past few days. I didn't have to receive what God sent to me in Ken Bradbury. But God did send someone. God sent help in an important time. And that is because God is faithful to his promise that when we go through hard times, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we are not alone. That God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. And thus, he is faithful to his promises. The problem is, sometimes when we're sinking and God sends out a life ring, we say, I don't want the life ring. I want something else. God is always faithful, and he offers to us his counsel. He offers to us his word. He offers to us a hand. And as I thought about the sentiment of Zechariah's song, I saw kind of an eerie similarity that God is faithful and doesn't forget his promises. Are we open to receive them? Now, again, as I shared earlier, I was taught some big things from Ken in my life. And some of them were instructions to help me overcome some obstacles that I had in pursuing Christ. And find what I thought it meant to walk with Christ is what I saw around me of people who were quote unquote followers of Christ. And a lot of them didn't have what I would call a joyous exterior. It's kind of like, you know, these individuals who you think, wow, you know, the joy of the Lord is inside. You don't see that. Romans chapter 14:17 says, the kingdom of God, it's not a matter of just eating and drinking, okay? The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of, let's all read that, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Look around the room. Does this look like a place of joy? Look, the deal is, gang, with one of the first things that Ken taught me, Romans chapter 15, 13. There's a prayer that says that God may fill you. The God of hope fill you with all what? First thing he says there is God is going to fill you with joy and peace in believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. But our hope is also tied in to peace and joy. Scripture tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, I would like to share a couple songs with you today that my friend taught me to help me get over this fact that I really didn't want to be a long-term part of the church because, quite frankly, I didn't want to emulate a whole lot of what I've seen. And I say this as encouragement to all of us that we wouldn't be, don't be that guy. Don't be that negative Nelly, grouchy, old pickle face. Is that a word? Okay. So, here's a very spiritual song that Ken actually did this song in the sanctuary and the building didn't fall down. So I can't sing it like Ken, but in honor of my dear friend, I'd like to replicate this message to us today as we remember a song. You know, we just spent some time talking about Fanny Crosby and some of the hymns she wrote. So maybe here's a new Midwestern hymn writer. Okay? Real spiritual beginning. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Jesus. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. Oh, don't sit there with a frown that wide. It was him, not you, who they crucified. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. You know, some folks thinking it's just unreal, saying the more I suffer, the better I feel. I swear that they feel guilty being alive. You know, I wonder if they go so far as to when they go and buy a car, do they purposely pick the one that hurts to drive? Well, don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Jesus. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. If you're a Christian and you look so blue, who in the world would want to be like you? Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. And I'm sitting out there in the congregation, a victim of spiritual constipation. I said, hallelujah, some gal had a fit. She said, young man, shut your mouth. You gotta be quiet in Jesus' house. I said, ma'am, are you sure you read the script? Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about your Jesus. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. You say you're only trying to do God's will. But honey, if heaven were a pickle, you'd make her dill. Well, don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. You know, my Uncle Pete, he had an awful face. He was stared by hell, said it's saved by grace. When I told him you could smile in church, he got plumb hostile. He said to his wife, it ain't no joy. Our poor little Presbyterian boy has lost his mind and done turn Pentecostal. Oh, no. Well, don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Jesus. Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. If you're gonna sit there like you're stiff and sore, what in the heck was he dying for? Don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. You know, I knew a town when I was just a boy, real close to here in Illinois. Had a real nice church with a tavern not too far. Well, on the weekends, how that town would ring, and in the local church, you could hear 'em sing. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Shoot, all the fun and joy was in the bar. Now when you get together to worship God in a church or a tent or a synagogue, do you dress up, sit down, lie there stiff as a board? If you say, if you're stuck on sadness like Elmer's glue, honey, heaven's gonna be an awful shock to you. Well, don't nobody sing me no sad songs about my Lord. There you go.
In the book of James,
we read that faith without works is dead. Faith without deeds is dead. And one of the other big lessons, wonderful spiritual lessons that I learned from Ken. So one of the lessons that Ken taught me was that it's one thing to say you're a Christian. It's another thing to walk your faith out. And so one afternoon, he called me. That was before the days of texting and all those, back in the old days, you know, with the phone. Yeah. And he said, you know, Mike, come on over. I've got a song I just wrote, and I want you to sing it because I want to do it in church in 15 minutes. And so he pulled out a little scratch piece of paper and sat down. And I have always loved this song because it is a very convicting song, asking us that simple question, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? What's it going to take to make you angry? What's it going to take to make you see? What's it gonna take to make you make a stand for Jesus? What's it gonna take? What's it gonna be? How many times you gonna leave to others the things you know you ought to do? How many times you gonna let his work depend on others when you know that Christ depends on you? What will it take to change a nation? What will it take to change the world? And how many men does Christ require now? Just me and just you. How many thousand babies gonna die tomorrow? How many racial jokes are you gonna hear? How many million of your brothers go to bed in sorrow with hunger shouting in your ears? What do you think when you read the papers? What do you think when you hear the news? Do you believe that when these things are done to others in Christ's name, they're done to you? Oh, what will it take to move a nation? What will it take to change the world? And how many men does Christ require now? Just two, just me and just you. Can you tell me if I'm going crazy? Can you tell me that what I see ain't so? Can you just imagine what the world must seem to Jesus? Can he keep forgiving when we know? Do you have to hear them crying, save me? Do we have to smell the smoke of war? Do you have to see those children dying on your doorstep before we know Christ's only hands are yours? What will it take to move a nation? What will it take to change the world? And how men does Christ require now? Just two, just me and just you.
Satan wants to tell you that you make no difference. Satan wants to tell you that the job's too big for you to do. But now I know that one by one is how the world is always won. Can you hear the Savior calling you? What will it take to move a nation? What will it take to change the world? And how many men does Christ require now? Just me and just you. Just me and just you.
So we have a commission from Christ, and the church needs to get busy about doing that. They need to get busy about doing that. I've always appreciated that song. And this week, just got one more. Is that all right? People got time for one more? Well, then I got three more if you're going to say yes that quickly. So we just celebrated Thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul has some interesting things. I spent some time this week as I was really trying to write a sermon. I gave it the college try. It just wasn't happening this week, okay? And I went through several things about giving thanks, and it was on my mind to do that. And all of a sudden, I found something interesting that the Apostle Paul didn't say this. He didn't say, give thanks, because I got a new donkey. Or give thanks, I got some new sandals. I'm so thankful for my new sandals. Or I got a brand new tent. I'm going to give thanks to God for my new tent. Never and you look any place that Paul begins to write. He doesn't say, I'm thankful because of stuff. But there's two things that Paul continually says that he is thankful for and that he is rejoicing about. And the first thing is his relationship with God, which is when he says things like, I have learned to give thanks in every circumstance, in every situation, through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why he can say, I'm content no matter what position I find myself in. I have found that through Christ, it's going to be okay. So he can give thanks for sufferings. And when he says, I rejoice in my sufferings, he's not a masochist. He's actually a realist in saying, I have found I'm not alone. So our relationship with God is the first thing to which we always give thanks. And that's something that's legitimate for all of us that we should not lose, especially in the time of Thanksgiving. But here's the truth. The second thing that you go through and you find Paul gives thanks for is his family in Christ. I thank God he names them off. Eudaia, Syntyche, Priscilla. He just names all these individuals whom he had been blessed to walk the road of life with. And out of his lips, from his writing, he says, you know, this is what I give thanks for. I give thanks. And these weren't his blood relatives. By the way, again, these weren't necessarily just his blood. He was talking about the family of Christ. Again, if we learn to appreciate and to verbalize our appreciation for one another, that makes all the difference in the world. To take the time to let those people around us know. Now, I've had two different situations. Number one, my earthly parents, when they died, I did not have the opportunity to tell them thank you. And that's on me. I have to live with that. I do have to live with that. And it's something I remember. And I think, boy, I was kind of a jerk. They had issues. I was not in a good place. But I did have an opportunity to tell that to my spiritual father. And I've had a couple of people who've stood in that role of spiritual father. And I'm very grateful that I at least learned in the process of life. And so I'm hoping that you will learn as well. If there are people in your life who have stood in that place, let them know. Yeah, brothers and sisters who you walk with. So here's a song that Ken wrote. This is the last one I'll do for you today. And it's a song of appreciation for someone spiritually in his life who did a wonderful and an important job. And we'll sing this one for you today. Is that all right? Good, because it's going to happen anyway.
White powdered apron in the doorway, bright ring of gold worn thin by time. Hot oatmeal cookies in the kitchen. You told me all the world was mine. It's blooming by the window, a smile made beautiful by years. Anybody want to lick the frosting? And have you washed behind your ears? Oh, just another story, Grandma, about the boy from Galilee. And tell me, please, as I lay me down to sleep, hey, Grandma, are you proud of me? You told me stories of the carpenter and held me warm against the cold. About the one you called your Savior, planting the seeds within my soul. And now I know. And now I know. Why must a young man grow so lonely and seek the world for empty love? Why must a young man feel the only love that's real is from the world and turn his back on God, away from God? Waking up to smells of love and bacon. Weatherman says Sunday morning's fine. Come on, Grandpa, grab your friend Prince Albert. Gotta hurry to get to church on time. Oh, just another story, Grandma, about the man from Galilee. And tell me, please, for it's getting hard to see. Hey, Grandma, are you proud of me? I wish they'd take the sun back out of Sunday. Burning in my bedroom eyes like sand. Hypocrites and old folks fill the church pews. So if God is real, he'll understand. I don't want another story, Grandma. You just don't know yet how I feel. I can't believe that you're really proud of me. Hey, Grandma, I need something real. Why must a young man grow so lonely and seek the world for empty love? Why must a young man feel the only love that's real is from the world and turn his back on God, away from God? So you go through your life for pleasure, never once thinking of the measure that you've gone away from what was true. Empty dreams in the night are only what you dream, and you wake up lonely, and the only thing you've lost is you. Hey, Grandma, look what has become of your favorite, of your chosen sons who you talked to when he sat up on your knee. Are you proud of me? 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 White powdered apron in the doorway, bright ring of gold worn thin by time. Hot oatmeal cookies in the kitchen. If I only knew then what was mine. Oh, just another story, Grandma. I'm back, you see, at last you've won. You see in me that young man of Galilee. Hey, Grandma, where have you gone? If I could only touch and tell you, the seed you've planted has begun. You showed me God's great crowning glory. You introduced me to his son. Well, I've got a brand new story, Grandma, and I tell the one you told to me. Thank God it's true, and I learned it all from you. Hey, Grandma, hey, Grandma, hey, Grandma, are you proud of me?
We just sing this chorus and close the service today. Jesus loves me. Come on, everybody. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible
tells me so.
Heavenly Father, as we go from this place, help us to be so sensitive and aware of your love, and help that sensitivity compel us to love one another and to show your love to the world. Thank you for individuals whom you have used to teach us. Thank you that they weren't perfect individuals, but rather imperfect people whom you've used in your perfect will. We love you, we thank you, and we thank you for the gift that we have in one another. Help us step out and share that appreciation. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's children say, amen.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.